It is Wednesday, November 23rd, and this is People Every Day. Hey guys, it's me, Janine Rubenstein, here with you on this Thanksgiving Eve. My stretchy pants are ready to be put to the stretch tomorrow, and today's show is stuffed, see what I did there, with lots of juicy stories to send you off into the long weekend, including last night's Bachelor in Paradise finale, Bombshell. Let's dig in. It absolutely breaks my heart to have to talk about a story that has become an all-too-common refrain here in the United States. Authorities confirmed the deaths of 7 individuals following yesterday's shooting in Virginia. Authorities told news outlets that last night, around 10 p.m. local time, a gunman opened fire at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. The shooter is suspected of killing 6 people before turning the gun on himself. In a press conference earlier today, authorities confirmed that the suspected shooter was an employee of the Walmart store and that the shooting reportedly began in a break room. Following yet another horrific act of senseless gun violence this week, President Biden released a statement mourning the victims, which read in part, "Jill and I grieve for those families, for the Chesapeake community, and for the Commonwealth of Virginia, which just suffered a terrible shooting at the University of Virginia this month. We also mourn for all those across America who have lost loved ones to these tragic shootings that we must come together as a nation to stand against." The president went on to add, "Because of yet another horrific and senseless act of violence, there are now even more tables across the country that will have empty seats this Thanksgiving." I mean, he's absolutely right. The UVA shooting, the Colorado Springs Club Q shooting, and now this. Just so sad and so senseless. Our hearts go out to the loved ones of the victims, and our pleas go out to our elected officials to do more to end gun violence in this country. There's never an easy way to move on from those kinds of stories, but out of America and across the pond, let's turn our attention to the royal family, where Kate Middleton made her tiara debut as the Princess of Wales. Yesterday at a state banquet at Buckingham Palace, the princess was spotted wearing her first tiara in nearly 3 years. The banquet was held as part of the first state visit of King Charles III's reign, welcoming the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, to the UK. The tiara was also a favorite of her late mother-in-law, Princess Diana. The stunning headwear is more than a century old and was originally commissioned from the jeweler Gerard by Queen Mary in either 1913 or 1914. It is a replica of a tiara worn and owned by Mary's grandmother, Princess Augusta of Hesse, the Duchess of Cambridge. You definitely should head to people.com to check out these pictures of Kate, though, from the banquet. She looks so elegant and regal and just absolutely stunning. And in other royal news, King Charles's younger brother, Prince Edward, is stepping up his duties to the crown. During the first state visit of King Charles's reign, the Earl of Wessex performed an important duty by accompanying the president of South Africa to 2 environmental engagements earlier today. The duo's morning began with a tour of the royal gardens to highlight the scientific and conservation partnerships the two countries share, notably the Millennium Seed Bank partnership through the South African National Biodiversity Institute. Next, Prince Edward and President Ramaphosa visited a biomedical research hub specializing in studying the biology of health and disease. They then saw technology used across Africa to make diagnoses, including COVID-19, and spent time with South African students and scientists. Needless to say, it sounds like the two had a very busy day. And one thing I am always thankful for is some lighthearted drama. And last night's Bachelor in Paradise finale was chock full of it. Another Bachelor in Paradise season has come to an end. There was heartbreak, there were tears, and lots of it. There was a split-up week that either strengthened or broke couples. And of course, there were engagements. And last night, we got to see who was still together and who ended things. Plus, there's a controversial couple that has a lot of people talking. There's a lot to get into here. So joining me now to discuss it all is Bachelor Nation royalty and someone who had a little cameo on this season, Ashley Iaconetti. Hey, Ashley, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about the couple that had everyone rooting for them, Brandon and Serene. They're still together. They're so happy. They've already moved in together and they started wedding planning. So, Ashley, you got to see their romance in real life. Was it as wonderful as it looked? And how happy are you for them?
I don't know if there's ever been a couple to leave a Bachelor franchise show that I have felt so confident and secure that they will lead to forever marriage. I just feel like those two are a perfect match. It just seems like pure, genuine, blissful love, and it's so sweet. I can't wait to see them like grow up together.
Oh, I love it. So the other couple that got engaged on the beach was Johnny and Victoria. As fans saw last night, they are no longer together. Victoria is now with Greg Grippo from Katie's season, and they made it clear that they do not care what anyone thinks of them, which is good, I guess, because their relationship is causing people to have a lot of feelings, especially since Johnny accused Victoria of cheating on him. He looked just so heartbroken at the finale. Are you a fan of this new relationship, or are you skeptical? What's your take?
We interviewed Johnny on the Almost Famous podcast. We did it on Monday night. It airs today. And we get a good timeline from him as to how everything unfolded. So basically, we find out when she started to kind of become cold towards him and disinterested. Do I think it was cheating? I think there's a little bit of a blurry timeline. I will let Johnny explain it on my podcast. I feel for him. I know Victoria posted something on Instagram today, which is truly inexcusable. I think this is a battle that is going to perhaps continue, but Johnny was very sweet on our podcast, saying multiple times that this is a woman that he did propose to, that he was very much in love with, and that he doesn't really want to go down that fighting road with her.
Victoria and Greg, is that really a thing? Like, are we believing in this?
Oh, I believe in it very much. I think that they're dating, and we'll see how long it lasts.
Well, aside from Johnny and Victoria, there were a few other splits that were addressed. Tyler and Brittany, Aaron and Genevieve, Kate and Logan, the Eliza, Rodney, Justin love triangle. So did any of these shock you?
I found the whole moment between Eliza and Rodney compelling. I think he made the right decision by not trying things out with her again. I think I was surprised by Tyler and Brittany. Maybe not so much surprised that they didn't last. They seemed blazing hot when they left Paradise, but there was something that wasn't clicking with me for them. Well, just watching their interaction, I was like, there's something missing here. And it seemed like something was even missing from their conversation on stage with Jesse. Just from what Brittany said, it may seem like Tyler was just like a little bit too clingy, or he was just more in on it than she was. It seemed like he called her, texted her, DM'd her, FaceTimed her all within hours of her being like, oh, we gotta cool this down.
So one couple that left Paradise together and are still going strong is Michael and Danielle. They look so in love. And last night fans heard Michael tell Danielle that he loves her. Do you see them going all the way?
I do. I see them going all the way too. I think we get two bachelor marriages from the season of Bachelor in Paradise. I don't personally know Danielle. I may have met her briefly once, but Michael is everything that you see on TV and more. Like, just the warmest guy, such a good heart. And I'm so glad that he found someone, and I'm glad that he's taken his time with it. Even when they left Paradise together, he didn't say, I love you. And he didn't. He waited until the reunion show, which means that they were together for about 6 months before saying, I love you, which I think for Michael was a good amount of time, because he's never said, I love you to anyone other than his late wife.
Well, before I let you go, I want to ask about you and all the stuff you've got going on. The last time we spoke earlier this year, you were about to give birth to your beautiful son, Dawson.
Oh my God, it's been that long?
It's been that long. How is he? How's mom life? And, you know, are you and Jared loving parenthood?
We are obsessed and love him, and like waking up and seeing him in the morning, even if he's waking us up, it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm excited to see your face. Like when he's napping, I'm like, can you wake up? You want him to sleep?
What?
And then once they're asleep, you're like, can you wake up? Total lifestyle change. It's stressful. He's not an easy baby, but he is smart, lively, seems to have a sense of humor. Like, I always say he's the true offspring of two reality contestants. He's dramatic and he cries a lot, and he's just bursting with the personality.
And you and Jared also opened up a cafe called Audrey's Coffee House and Lounge, which pays homage to the Bachelor franchise with some of your events and stuff, right? Tell us about it. How's it going as restaurateurs?
We have bachelor people come in all the time. We are just about to announce it all, announce it here, that Jill and Jacob will be coming on December 9th and doing a cocktail party meet and greet. And then we're going to have Andrew Spencer and Justin Glaze be coming on December 19th. So it's great whether you're a bachelor fan and you just want to like meet these characters, or if you want to like get your flirt on with some of the single guys like Justin and Andrew. It's a fun time.
Oh my goodness. So, so fun. And guys, check out the podcast, the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast that she just said is going to have all the juicier details from after last night's big show. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Coming up, we recently sat down with actress and Destiny's Child alum Kelly Rowland and her co-star Marseille Martin to talk about their upcoming fantasy football film. It's available to stream this Friday on Paramount Plus, and it's got everything you could want out of a post-Thanksgiving family movie: heart, humor, female empowerment, and, oh, of course, football. But first, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. By now, whoever's hosting is working on that turkey. Maybe you're preparing which sides you're going to make. I can't wait for the cornbread dressing. Or maybe you're on pie duty. Apple, pecan, pumpkin, just give them all to me. Right on the other side of the break, our digital food editor, Anna Calderon, gives us a little advice on how to add a little extra love and flavor to one of the easiest and sneaky best side dishes of any Thanksgiving meal, the rolls. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Also,
knowing the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist.
We are back, and I have a confession to make, you guys. I am not a chef. I belong nowhere near a kitchen with the knives and open flames or seasonings I don't understand. I've tried it, and my loved ones can attest it's just not my thing. Hosting a red carpet, talking to stars and you all every day, that's my thing. But alas, nothing of the culinary persuasion. So if you're like me, but still want to contribute, stick to something simple on Thanksgiving. And People's digital food editor, Anna Calderon, is here with a quick and easy way, you know, to spruce up a delicious crowd favorite, the dinner rolls.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Let's make this Thanksgiving as stress-free as possible. It's unrealistic to make every dish from scratch during a normal dinner party, let alone Thanksgiving. So it's more than fine to buy the cranberry sauce, buy the pies, and buy the frozen dinner rolls. With this easy recipe for buttered rosemary rolls from Ree Drummond, you can make those frozen rolls taste homemade. Start by spraying a small 9-inch cast iron skillet with cooking spray. Place 10 unbaked frozen rolls in the skillet about 1 inch apart, leaving plenty of room for rising. Lightly coat a piece of plastic wrap with cooking spray and use it to cover the rolls. Then let them rise until they're doubled in size, about 3 to 4 hours. After the rolls rise, brush them with 2 tablespoons of melted butter and sprinkle them with 1.5 teaspoons of chopped fresh rosemary. Then brush them with 2 more tablespoons of melted butter and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt. Bake according to the roll package directions until they're a deep golden brown, and you'll want to serve these warm. They'll taste so good, no one has to know they came out of a box. It'll be our secret. Get this full recipe and everything else you need to have a delicious Thanksgiving at people.com/food.
Oh my gosh, buttered rosemary rolls sound absolutely amazing. My mouth is already watering, and I didn't think it was possible, but I am looking forward to tomorrow's feast even more. Guys, we are halfway through football season, which has much of America glued to the big screen on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays, actually. And there's a new movie on the horizon that is sure to have families even more in the football spirit. It takes the idea of fantasy football to a whole new level just in time for the holidays. And better yet, Black-ish alum and boss woman Marseille Martin, along with multi-hyphenate superstar Kelly Rowland, have teamed up for it. The new film, titled Fantasy Football, puts the power in the hands of a bright teenage girl as she becomes the tech genius behind her famous NFL father's moves on the gridiron. Well, I am thrilled because I had the pleasure of sitting down with Kelly and Marseille recently. And yes, this was before Kelly's news-making moment at the American Music Awards this past weekend. But Kelly and Marseille did take me into the making of their movie and how the feel-good storyline advocates for girls who love gaming and sports. Hey, Marseille. Hey, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the film. The movie brings an innovative perspective to the digital sport that draws loyal players every year. But in the movie, Marseille, you and Kelly play a mother-daughter duo, right? And your character, Callie, is an empowered, tech-savvy teenager who finds a way to take control of her father, like physically, on the field. So take us more into the film and I guess what you hope fans take away from it.
It really ties into the full heartfelt, lovely warmness that you feel with our family. For young girls, I think they can definitely resonate with Callie's experience. I think it's really important to show the ups and downs that a teenager goes through, especially when you go to a new school or trying to make new friends while trying to battle just the ups and downs of your family. And overall, I think it's just going to be a pretty fun time to watch.
Kelly, how'd you get involved? Do you guys know each other before this? I feel like you do.
Yes. This is family. When I got the call, I was more than honored. Of course, my agent was like, yeah, this is a project and Marseille's producing. I was like, I'm in, let's go. And we got to set and it was just magic. It really was like easy. It wasn't like it was hard at all. And it was so much fun.
Well, Marseille, we all watched excitedly as you stepped into adulthood not too long ago. How's it going for you? Turning 18, did you commemorate it in any kind of adult way?
I was talking about my 18th birthday party for a long time, especially on set, for sure. I was trying to figure things out. I feel like not a bunch of things have changed. I feel like I've had more conversations with accountant and learning my money and learning different things.
There you go.
And just slowly stepping into adulthood in a real, like, physical way. I think it's been cool. I mean, there's been a bunch of opportunities coming in and, you know, some things that I'm looking forward to for sure. So,
Kelly, not only are you dropping a new movie as well, but you recently dropped a new single with Young Blue called Freak Freak. You've been in the game for, you know, over two decades with Destiny's Child and all of that. So what is this moment in your life like? And you're a mom of two. You're doing it all. How are you feeling these days?
It's one day at a time. I'm figuring it out. I'm still being creative. I'm still having fun doing it. And for me, that's it. If I'm not having fun, it's no purpose of doing it. If it's not challenging me, then it's no purpose of doing it either. It feels good to have two decades and to still be here. It's really crazy. I'm truly grateful.
Take me into what this set was like. What were you guys blasting on set? And how was it when the cameras weren't rolling filming this film?
She got me into TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, it's fun. We definitely did more TikToks than anything.
We ate good.
We ate really good. Mm. It was some nights where we were just like, we hungry. We just gonna chill.
Great music taste, by the way, she has.
Yes. What are we missing, Marseille? What should be on the playlist right now?
I love R&B. I love old soul type of feels. So I love people like Mac Ayers, Lucky Day, Snow Allegra. Like they deserve all the flowers. I love all of them.
Well, have either of you played fantasy football like in real life, Kelly?
No.
I haven't. I watched my dad. Literally when the script came in, my dad was like, all right, we're going to have to teach you for sure. Dad was like, well, you got to learn how to play Madden then. You know how like a dad is annoying the daughter from like teaching them how to drive or whatever? Mm-hmm. That was literally my dad with the game Madden.
You guys have favorite teams, right?
You know, Tim likes the 49ers.
Woo! Go, no, I'm San Francisco girl, man.
She said, right answer. Correct.
In my DNA.
So I live in a family that's divided in that way. So my mom loves the Denver Broncos and my dad loves the Las Vegas Raiders. But we go to Broncos games, we go to Raiders games. And when they play together, you know, it's going to be like a holiday for all of us for sure.
Well, one thing we can all look forward to next year, I think, is the halftime show by Miss Rihanna, right?
I'm so hyped for the halftime show. I can't wait. Rihanna is unexpected. She's very spontaneous. She doesn't give you what you think you're going to see. And she actually gives you more.
And Marseille, you know all about that. You just walked in the Fenty runway show. So what was that like?
That was lots of fun. That was my first time working long work hours since turning 18. So like those hours were crazy, but it was so worth it. I loved every minute of it. It was lots of fun. And just to be able to be a part of Rihanna's vision, it's a beautiful moment for sure.
Oh gosh, you guys, this is so fun. I'm so excited for the movie. You guys have me in like the football and holiday spirit at the same time. And guys, make sure you stream Fantasy Football on Paramount Plus on November 25th to see Marseille and Kelly doing their magic. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Before I send you off to your loved ones to stuff yourselves and likely navigate some awkward conversations with extended family members as you sit down to eat your feast, don't forget to save room for one special food item. And no, I'm not talking about the turkey, the stuffing, the potatoes, or the cranberry sauce. I'm talking about a very special dish. It's cold. I mean, that song is always something to make you smile, right? But Tariq, aka the Corn Kid from Recess Therapy, is back and he's giving away his favorite food for Thanksgiving. The 7-year-old smiling corn lover has partnered with Green Giant Brand, genius marketing, I have to say, for this holiday season as they hope to make corn the star of the menu. Like Tariq asked, what is Thanksgiving without corn? Along with making unique dishes that feature corn, like Corn Kid's corniest mac and cheese and Corn Kid's corn casserole, on Monday, Green Giant and Tariq completed their one-week partnership by donating canned vegetables at City Harvest. City Harvest is New York City's very first and largest food recovery center. And on Monday, Tariq and his new friend, the Jolly Green Giant, made an appearance at the food center in his hometown of Brooklyn, where they donated over 40,000 canned vegetables and 50,000 cans of, you guessed it, corn. And for you Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade fans out there, keep an eye out for America's favorite corn enthusiast, as Tariq will be appearing on the Green Giant Harvest in the Valley float. Just perfect and corny in the best way. I love it all so much. Well, that's a wrap on our show for the day and for the week. I am so thankful for all of you tuning in and listening every day. I hope you have a very happy and full Thanksgiving. Good luck to all of you on your Black Friday shopping out there, and have fun, stay safe, love on one another, and we'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new week of People Every Day.